Namaskar, everybody. This is Dattaveda Pragyananda. We're here at DharmaCast again for our podcast. And today we have a really fascinating subject. It's regarding remembrance of past lives. Can we remember past lives? And I'm going to start off by reading a passage from the works of Sri Sri Anandamurti. And it's an essay called Extracerebral Memory. Human beings can remember many things in their lives, but they also forget many things. They study and learn, and what they learn today, they forget tomorrow. Many people, however, remember things from their past lives. They can remember a few particular episodes, not of this life, but of their past life. They see them like dreams, though they are unaware that these episodes are known to them, but they remember them. Such memories are called non-cerebral memories. Once I demonstrated in Ranchi, India, what a man observes when his mind is taken back 50, 100, or 500 years. Actually, what is this non-cerebral memory? In general terms, memory can be explained in this way. What you store in your brain through the medium of the nerve cells is your cerebral memory. But in the case of non-cerebral memory, your nerve cells will not come forward to assist you. They cannot help you because no memory of your past episodes remains stored in your present nerve cells to enable you to remember them. Along with the rest of your previous bodies, those nerve cells got burnt to ashes when the bodies died. What people learn or observe in their present life remains stored in the present nerve cells of their brain as memory. That is, the episodes of their previous lives are not stored in their present nerve cells because the nerve cells of their previous bodies got burnt to ashes along with the bodies of their previous lives. So how will you remember them? How can the memories be recollected by the mind? When people expire, the sankskaras, or reactive momenta of their previous lives, accompany their spirit, soul, or atma. What are these reactive momenta? They are nothing but the unfulfilled consequences of one's karma or actions performed in the previous life. That is, actions were performed, but they did not bear any fruit. The unfulfilled potential of the past actions lay resting along with the mind in the form of a seed of possibilities. That seed of possibilities, that is, the unrealized consequences of the actions which were performed but bore no fruit, takes a shelter or base in the next life, which is most suitable for materializing these possibilities. The sankskaras seek out and get the kind of body and nerve cells which best serves their expression. In those instances in the previous life where actions were performed but the results were not achieved, where actions were performed but they did not bear any fruit, sankskaras or reactive momenta remain with which the individual is personally involved. That is, in the previous life, both the person and their mind were deeply involved with these actions. The unexpressed tendency of those particular episodes in which the mind was deeply involved will remain restive in them. Having this tendency by birth, those episodes are still remembered in their mind, but in some cases, the tendency remains stored in an indistinct and unclear form. For example, when one is sitting alone, suddenly a strange imagination may start playing in the mind. One may feel, I was the owner of that plot of land. I used to cultivate it. How does this occur? It is because the sankskaras of the previous life were involved, which is why one can suddenly remember the episode. However, in this case, one does not realize that one has remembered an episode of one's previous birth. Such things occur in the lives of everybody. But in some people, a true picture of exactly what had happened in their previous birth remains vividly clear in the mind. Such things only happen in three types of cases. First, in those who have a well-developed personality. Secondly, in those who have commanded their own death or have died with full consciousness. And thirdly, in those who died through accidents. In these three cases, the episodes of the previous life remain visible and clear in mind. Generally, such a memory does not last long. A part of it remains vividly clear up to the age of 12 or 13 years, but after that age, it gradually recedes into oblivion. This is because if one remembers it all the time, one will develop a dual personality. Suppose in this birth a boy has the name Ram Kumar, and in a previous life he was known as Harihara. The same person will have two personalities. This is the situation. Those who do remember their past lives up to the age of 12 or 13 are called Chattasmara in Sanskrit. If one can concentrate the mind and transform it into a point, then one can recollect anything. One can remember every word of one's previous birth and one's next life, provided that one's reactive momenta remain unfulfilled. But I will never advise any sadhaka or spiritual aspirant to try to become Jatismara. What is the use of recollecting the history of your past life? Try to learn only about the future. What is this future? What should be the future? You should become one with Paramapurusha, the Supreme Consciousness, by merging into Him. Then everything will be known and revealed to you. Unite with Him and enjoy the bliss of spiritual ambrosia. The meaning of unification with Paramapurusha is to enjoy Paramapurusha. What is the use of knowing the history of your previous births? Such knowledge will never help your spiritual advancement. And this was spoken on the 9th of December, 1978 in Calcutta, and it was published in Ananda Vatsanamritam, Part 6. So this is a fascinating subject. People are always interested to know about their past life, what they were. And we have great fantasies, you know, that we were a king or we were some historical personality. But all of those things, as has been mentioned here, are not really important. The phenomenon does exist that people sometimes can remember snippets or parts of their past life. But there are certain limitations and conditions on this. One is that when people do have such memories, they're confined to the early childhood, especially like before the age of 4 and 5. And then he said, in this passage, it said up to the age of 13. And the reason why we do not have the memory of all the past lives, not because they don't exist, they did exist, but the reason is that it's a providential arrangement of nature. Because had we continued, or let's say a person who has memories of his past life, if he continues that way or she continues that way, then there's a risk of a dual personality. You're the boy of the last incarnation mixed with the boy of this incarnation, and that would cause a lot of problems. And if you just look at it in terms of even in your own life today, you know, we have such guilt that we have things that we did. We did so many things, and it's better to forget many of those things because there's nothing we can do about them. And it's only hurting us psychologically. It's hurting our advancement. So could you imagine if you had the burden of guilt from all the actions of all your past lives? It would be too much. So it's by the grace of nature, the providence of the universe, of God, that we don't remember these things. In the passage he spoke about, there are three instances where people can remember them. And one of them is those who have a developed personality. And this really means like a great yogi. And secondly is those who commit suicide. and thirdly, those who died by accident or were fully conscious. So that's the one of the reasons why some people have memories if they died in a, you know, in a some kind of a tragic accident, then they may have some memories of the past life. And recently, it was a while back, I read a book. It was by a man named Stephenson, and it was a book called Where Reincarnation and Biology Intersect. And he went around the world and he made studies of people who had memories of past lives, and he connected them with biology in the sense that many of these people had birthmarks in certain places. So in a lot of the stories, it was about someone who had suffered, like, you know, a very terrible accident or execution, even in a previous life, and then there was a birthmark on their body corresponding to where the accident was. And he investigated some of these claims of and he traced it back. You know, and people said things about how they were. How they died and where they died, and they were confirmed. So this is one day it will be confirmed by conventional science that there is evidence of past lives, but spiritually, there's not very much value in it. So it's possible if you're a developed personality, or if he said in the passage, he said you could remember anything. You can remember the laundry or the shopping list of 36 years ago if you really put your mind to it. But should we put our mind to that? And the answer is no, we shouldn't. This is trivia. It's really the trivia of the past, and we shouldn't go there. And rather, we should fix our eyes ahead. And that's also one of the reasons, you know, our eyes are in the front of the body, not in the back. And the meaning is, this, at least the spiritual and psychological meaning, is that we should look ahead. We should look ahead and not look to the past, you know, and worry about the past so much. In certain cases, he mentioned there, he gave a demonstration many years ago. It was around 1969, and he brought a person's mind backwards in time and showed them different things. And in certain cases, a guru can reveal snippets of the past just to help a sadhaka, but generally that's not needed. And the emphasis is that we shouldn't try to remember the past, but only what we should try to do is look into the future, and we build the future now by doing good actions. And not only doing good actions, but by doing... True karma yoga is we do actions without attachment to those actions, and then we don't even accumulate new sankskaras or momenta. And the goal of the yogi is to merge in Paramapurusha, which is God or Supreme Consciousness. And that is the real goal. And so with our concentration and meditation, we have to fix our mind on one goal. And when we fix on one thing, then surely we will get it if we persistent. But always people have asked about their past lives and in hopes that they might find something glorious. Maybe you will find some, if you went back, you would find something glorious, but you would find some inglorious elements too. Right? So that's why we don't remember them. But if you ever see a child and he starts to speak about things that don't make sense, it may be, you know, those, which is this non-cerebral memory or extra-cerebral memory, there may be parts of that which still exist in him. But as he grows up, then they will disappear. So that's what I wanted to say about this subject, and let the scientists and the researchers try to unravel it, but for spiritual aspirants, we take it as a given, you know, that we didn't just come here in this one life. There's a long history of how we got here to where we're going, and there is, as well as there is a long past, there is a future too, and that future is a glorious future of merger with the the source of all being. So thank you for listening, and I hope you'll join us again on a future podcast. You can subscribe, and there's some buttons on our website, dharmacast.com, where you can subscribe at iTunes and other subscription places where you can pick out podcasts, and you can get them delivered to your computer or mobile device. So thank you very much, and namaskar. I salute the divinity within you with all the divine charms of my mind and all the love and cordiality of my heart.